It is March 9th, 2023, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of the content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of Markets Wiki and Markets Wiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. This morning, the NYSE has an Inside the Ice House podcast featuring CME Group's Terry Duffy. I have written a story about the podcast, which is terrific. Perhaps the best interview I have ever heard Duffy give. He was forthcoming, outgoing, and in the sweet spot of his life's experience in the 75-minute interview conducted by the talented ICE communications professional Josh King. Also this week, the NYSE celebrated an American century, the 100th anniversary of the first issue of Time magazine, published March 2, 1923. Like Josh King, I grew up reading Time and always loved the magazine. After I started the John Lothian newsletter, I appreciated the parallels between the goals of Time's founders, Henry Luce and Britton Hayden, who were aggregating the news from over a dozen newspapers in New York. The aggregation saved the reader time, just as the readers of JLN are saved time as they skim over the stories or do a deep dive. They saved time knowing we have done an exhaustive search for them for the stories they want to read. Aris Innovations yesterday announced a strategic investment round to capitalize on new margin treatment. On February 27th, Aris SOFR swap futures products became eligible for portfolio margining with interest rate swaps cleared by the CME Group. According to a Crane Chicago business story, big bucks from local Chicago businessmen are flowing into the mayoral campaign of Paul Vallis, including from DRW's Don Wilson and Kenneth Brody. The CFTC announced that a federal court ordered a consent order on March 7, imposing monetary sanctions of nearly $3 million and injunctive relief against introducing broker CoQuest, Inc. and its owners Dennis Weinman and John Vassallo, and affiliated trading firms Buttonwood LLC and Weva Properties Limited, all of Dallas. Vassallo is a former longtime board member of the National Futures Association representing introducing brokers. Jeffrey Marin is starting a new position as managing director of Seven Ridge. Jamie Farmer has joined Morningstar Indices as chief of administration. Farmer had previously been the chief commercial officer of S&P Dow Jones Indices. Morningstar seems to be developing a dream team of index professionals to help grow their business. They started with Ron Bundy, formerly of FTSE Russell, then brought in Pat Fay, also formerly FTSE Russell. They also have Suzanne Rapetta, formerly FTSE Russell, and Russell Investments as head of marketing. My friends at the Herchton Group sent me the following press release. Herchton Group is pleased to announce the appointment of Bharat Mittal as its new head of technology. With over 800 employees based in various countries, Herchton Group is a major participant in the listed derivative space, providing constant and reliable liquidity to some of the world's most important markets. Herchton Group, which continues to invest heavily in technology, plans to further develop its internal technology offering and fortify its position as a market leader in the intersection of technology and human ingenuity. Prior to joining Herchton Group, Bharat worked for over 22 years at Trading Technologies, TT, a global provider of professional trading software, in several roles, most recently as its chief technology officer. As CTO at TT, Bharat oversaw all aspects of the company's global engineering enterprise, encompassing software engineering, quality engineering, and platform and systems engineering. Prior to his role as CTO. Bharat served as EVP of Engineering and Architecture at TT. Bharat is a native of India and received his undergraduate degree in computer science from the National Institute of Technology, Karnataka. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's the podcast. CME Group's Terry Duffy gets warm reception from Josh King, Inside the Ice House podcast. In the Inside the Ice House podcast series, Josh King of Intercontinental Exchange really does a good job of warming up the audience and the interviewee, as well as with the subject matter. He does such a good job, he was able to get the Mike Ditka of the exchange business, Terry Duffy of the CME Group, to visit the New York Stock Exchange and sit for a terrific interview on both of their parts. You can read the rest of my commentary on johnlothiannews.com. Here's the podcast. Reflecting on trading futures and the future of trading. Ice House, NYSE. CME Group Chairman and CEO Terry Duffy's career, from his first day in the pits of the Merck to testifying before Congress on the potential pitfalls of FTX, has been marked by his willingness to roll up his sleeves, mix it up, and speak his mind. Terry returns to the NYSE, where he led his first IPO of an exchange 2 decades ago, for a far-ranging conversation on navigating the regulatory process, the big issues facing the markets, and some of the even bigger issues facing the country. Terry says that despite constant change, the industry remains rooted in the underlying mechanisms and principles upon which the derivatives business was founded. My comment. I really like Terry Duffy's pro-woman stance in this interview. He and I have more in common than either of us probably wishes to admit. Here's a story. Here's a press release, actually, from FIA. FIA's CEO Walt Lucan speaks to cyber resilience before CFTC. Remarks delivered to Market Risk Advisory Committee on the 8th of March, 2023, in Washington, D.C., as prepared for delivery. CFTC Commissioner Johnson, fellow members of the Commission, thank you for holding this important and timely discussion about the recent ION Market cyber incident. In the early morning hours of Tuesday, January 31st, London time, FIA became aware of an outage at ION Markets impacting the trading and clearing of exchange-traded derivatives. FIA immediately began working with members to identify the scope of the outage to assess the potential impact on our markets. ION is a software service provider that offers middle and back office products to a number of clearing firms that are active in the futures markets, not only here in the U.S., but also in Europe, Asia Pacific, and the rest of the Americas. Those services are embedded in the execution and clearing workflow at these firms, and any disruption that makes it's difficult for firms to process their trades in a timely and efficient way. My comment, Walt Lucan amping up the industry response to ION. Here's a story from Crane Chicago Business. Anarchy in Chicago. Ken Griffin, lambasting state of city, touts Valas for mayor. To hear a Citadel founder, Ken Griffin, explain it, he wasn't the one who decided to move his financial empire and family to Miami. As he put it in an interview Tuesday with Bloomberg News, it was the 100-plus employees working in the company's emergency trading bunker in Florida during the height of the pandemic. Why would we trade the anarchy in Chicago for the tranquility in Florida? He said. My comment, I will give you one reason. The Miami Marlins. Compare the experience of going to Wrigley Field to see the Chicago Cubs play to watching the Miami Marlins, and you will yearn for the anarchy of Chicago. Here's a press release from FIA Tech. FIA Tech builds out sales offering in Europe. Greg Whitbread joins FIA Tech as Senior Manager, Global Product Sales. FIA Tech, the futures industry's leading technology provider, today announced that Greg Whitbread has joined the firm in the newly created role of Senior Manager Global Product Sales, effective the 1st of March, 2023. Greg will be based in London and reports to FIA Tech's Head of Business Development, Andrew Lamana. my comment. And just like that, FIA Tech was selling in Europe. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top story Wednesday was the TT press release, Trading Technology acquires Axe Trading, further accelerating multi-class expansion with major move into fixed income markets. Second was $17 million Lake Geneva mansion is being torn down from Crane Chicago Business. Third was Market Tech, hottest bot in FTX by Sam Gehr at Katana Financial. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from Bloomberg. The headline, the hack that upended derivatives trading spurs calls for action. Defenses to keep pace with evolving threats. CFTC's Johnson, top U.S. derivatives regulator, is seeking to mitigate cyber risk. A cyber attack that disrupted derivatives trading in January is prompting calls for more oversight to combat the risk of hacks across financial markets. The top U.S. derivatives regulator wants to update standards and monitoring systems that help to minimize the frequency and magnitude of hacks. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission is pushing for futures and swaps dealers to exercise more due diligence and oversight over the third-party service providers they work with, and requiring that they have a plan for responding to cyber incidents from the first day. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, 1 year later, LME nickel trading remains crippled by crisis. Daily nickel volumes have dropped by half from a year earlier. Open interest remains lower while metal stocks keep shrinking. 1 year since a runaway short squeeze that transfixed the global financial world, the London Metal Exchange's nickel market is still struggling to get back on its feet. Average daily volumes are stuck at less than half the levels before the crisis, while the number of open contracts has dropped by more than a third. The decline in activity has left the market vulnerable to erratic swings and raised questions about its continued viability as the place where benchmark prices are set for one of the world's most important metals. And then finally, here's a story from Decrypt. The headline, CFTC chair says Ethereum is a commodity despite Gensler's Bitcoin-only position. The chairman of the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, CFTC, has taken a firm stance against the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC's, subtle power creep over the digital asset market. Rostam Benham told the Senate Agriculture Committee on Wednesday that Ethereum, the second largest cryptocurrency next to Bitcoin, is a commodity. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.